So much, Emma and Rob. That was a brilliant time of worship. I love the prophetic mix that was in there. That was absolutely fantastic. More. Let's have more. Absolutely. So we're here for the baptism bit of the meeting. And Joe's still here, which is fantastic. And the water is as hot as we've ever had it in TCF. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to give a very short message explaining about baptism, explaining about salvation. Then we're going to ask Joe to give a very short testimony. Certainly no more than 45 minutes. And then I'm going to ask him the key three questions that you answer before you're baptized. David and Sonny are going to actually assist the baptism itself, and probably David, you can actually do the we baptize you in the name of the Father and all of that. Okay, so just quickly then, let me just go through a few things for those that aren't in the know and for those that are in the know. Jesus is the Son of God. Knowing him is the purpose of our lives. Let's keep the main thing in all of this. It's not about being good people. It's about us knowing and loving and serving Jesus. That picture's from The Chosen, by the way.
Artist impression.
John, yeah, I've no idea what Jesus really looks like, but that's pretty good. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, he is the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's the real thing of our lives. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. Let's keep the main man in our lives. He is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then it's like, how does this work? Have a look at the banner there by the fire escape. There's a very, very nice, concise banner there by the doorway here. And it gives you four very short things that really sum up the gospel. First of all, number one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we all start off in a situation where we're not good enough. We all start off in a situation where we cannot earn our way to salvation. All have sinned, without exception. We are the members of a fallen race. But God didn't leave us like that. The next one down, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the first verse I read was Romans 3:23. This verse is Romans 5:8. While we were sinners, Christ died on the cross for us and rose again from the dead. What would he do that for? Just to show a kind of he loved us and yeah, I'm going to die for you. Unrequited love, all of that kind of stuff from Hollywood. No, the next verse, Romans 6:23 says it. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when Jesus was dying on the cross and rising again, he was making payment. He was making payment for our sins so that we could receive salvation as a gift. Okay? If you work for something or someone, you expect to get paid at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month, don't you? If your employer at the end of the month says, I've decided to give you this money as a gift, you're going to say, no, it's not a gift. I worked for it. I worked jolly hard for that. But this is not what it's talking about. We can't work hard enough for God, can we? No one can work hard enough to earn their salvation. We have to accept salvation as a gift because it's already been paid for. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid all of the price of our sins. He took all the punishment that was due to us. He took it off us, so we just need to receive it as a gift. And then the final verse from that passage on the banner, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. So that's how you receive the gift. You confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. He didn't stay on that cross. He didn't stay dead. God raised him up from the dead. So if you do that, you will be saved. So that's a potted thing of how to be saved. Joe obviously has been through that process, and I just wanted to say a few things about baptism itself. Who's got married here previously? Anyone previously gone through a wedding ceremony? Yeah, a few of us have got married in the past. Okay. A wedding ceremony is not just a symbol. You know, you're not symbolically married when you go through it's not just a nice idea or a nice thought. When you go through a wedding ceremony, you come out married, don't you? It's a ceremony with power. It actually changes you. It changes your status. And similar with baptism, baptism isn't just a nice symbol. It's actually a ceremony with power. It's part of the salvation process. It changes your relationship to God through Jesus Christ. So really, really important. Here's some verses from the Bible. This is from Romans, another Romans passage, Romans 6, 4 and 5. By being baptized, we were buried with Christ into his death. Joe's already said, that looks a bit like a coffin, actually. It looks very much like a coffin. Well, that isn't an accident. That's not an accident. That's not an accident. Listen, folks, listen to me. Okay, so when we were baptized with Christ into his death. Christ has been raised from the dead by the Father's glory. And like Christ, we also can have a new life. We live a new life. By being baptized, we have been joined with him in a death like this, so we will be certainly also joined with him in a resurrection like his. So, yes, in a very real spiritual sense, you're dying to your old life. When you go in there, and as you're raised up from the water, you're not just raised up again wet, but you're raised up in newness of life to live the rest of your life and eternity with Christ. So it's a joining. It's like a wedding ceremony. When you are married, you're joined to someone, aren't you, for your earthly life. When you're baptized, you're joined to Christ forever and ever and ever. So that's the amazing thing of this. It's about a new life then. We were buried with him through baptism in order that we too may live a new life. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. So baptism is a new life. It's about a new relationship with Jesus. There's this amazing verse in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. It says that baptism saves you. It says it's the pledge of a good conscience towards God. Again, when you get married, you make a pledge. You make a promise. You say, I'm going to be married to you for the rest of my life, to your married partner. This is the pledge of a good conscience towards God. We are making those promises towards God. Baptism is about making a new start. New start. There's a couple of verses here that I'll just finish with. And now, what are you waiting for? This was said to the Apostle Paul. What are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. So it's not literally the water that does it, but the symbolism of baptism. As you immerse yourself in Christ, your sins are washed away. All of them, not just some of them, not just some of them up to today's date, but past and present and future. Your sins are washed away. And then there's another command that says the same thing. So this isn't just for Joe. This is for all of us. We all need to get baptized. It says all of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then your sins will be forgiven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, verse 38. So baptism is a fresh start. It's a new start. And so this is where we're going with this. So, Joe, I want to interview you now, let you do a bit of talking. Joe finds it very hard to talk, not. So come up here. And Well, I'll just ask Joe to give a very, very brief testimony. You stand here, very brief.
Who watched the football yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. About you and Jesus and your life and how you came to this point.
I came to find him basically. Ruining my life and drinking drugs. And one day I nearly died, and it was either die or live a normal life. And to be fair, I've actually been happy since I've been coming here, and things are going my way, in a way, if that makes sense. But yeah. And I'm actually quite looking forward to this, although I'm really nervous. For you that know me, you know I don't normally shut up, but I can talk about football, I can talk about basketball, but I've got to learn now to talk about Jesus, and that is really hard. But like I said, I do thank him, because if it weren't for Jesus, he wouldn't have, I don't know, I probably would have been dead by now, to be fair. So I was talking to someone this morning saying that I didn't think I'd get past 21. I'm only 26 now, if anyone believes that. And I'm still here, and I've got a lovely little girl, which I'm fortunate showing you at the moment, because it's my niece's birthday, which I totally forgot about. But I don't know what else to say. So.
that's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I go now?
Well done, well done, well done. We're going to ask Joe a few questions in a second. You chose a video song thing that you wanted
it's the song that actually made me want to do this, to be fair.
Go on, just tell them about that.
It's called Start Over, and it's a bit of a, well, it's by a rapper called NF, but he thanked God when he was quite, well, a lot longer before me, but I listened to it. The song's over 11 years old, but I thanked it last summer, and ever since then I listen to it every day, so if you don't enjoy it, I enjoy it, so I'm not worried about what you think, so.
Right, so let's listen to that first while Joe and David and Sonny get themselves ready. And then we'll do the baptism. And then what I'd like afterwards, Joe will be dripping wet, but as long as he stands on this mat, we will gather around him and pray for him to receive the Holy Spirit, or anything that he's lacking, really. And if you've got a word for him, bring it then. I've got a portable mic so that we can make ourselves heard. By the way, I meant to say, folks, if you want to take pictures, if you want to take videos, whatever, on your phones, then please do. Because Joe might feel embarrassed now, but he'll love it looking back. He might want to show Brooke and all of that. So, Joe, come here a minute. Yeah, right. So, Joe, I need to ask you some questions here, okay? Do you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead?
Yes.
Are you willing to make Jesus the Lord of your life?
Yes.
And do you...
Listen, folks.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works?
Yes.
Great. On those three questions, we can baptize you. Spoiler alert, the answer is yes to each of them. Right, guys. So I'll now hand over to David and Sonny. Yeah. Come on. If the children want to get a bit closer, then do. Children, yeah, you can watch, children. Go on. You can get a bit closer if you want. What?
Okay. Oh, okay, it's me. Okay. Sure. Is it cold?
It's not, man. We need to come here.
Yeah, you can do this. All right. I am going to need hands. Oh, okay. Sure. Okay, well, we're going to baptize you. It's a good idea to hold your nose, by the way. Yeah. We're going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah! Whoa! Yes! Ah! Right. Get Joe out with a towel here, and then let's pray for him. This one? There you go. There you go. Let's pray for him. That's fine. Yay! Walk a bit further forward, Joe, just so we can get round you. Yeah.
Yeah.
come a bit forward. Yeah, a bit. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. That'll do. That'll do. Right. Let's gather around and pray for him. And if you've got a word, then I'll hand you the microphone. Okay, come on.
Lord, I just pray. Yeah, thank you that you have given us this offer. It's on the wall over there, you know. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you make clear this promise is for all people. Yeah, so Lord, I pray you'd send your Holy Spirit flooding into Joe now. Like, not that he's been an alien to your work, but yeah, as he's been immersed in the water, I pray he'd be filled with your Spirit.
The Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Be filled with the Spirit of God. That's what
you're promised. Yeah, not to kind of... not to take over in a way that, you know, you don't do that, but in a way that really is able to transform Joe to be the man he really wants to be, to be the man you're calling him to be, and to serve the purpose you have for him on this earth. Yeah. I pray, thank you that this is the Spirit of peace. This is the Spirit of power. This is the, you know, the Spirit of ability and love. Yeah. And I pray you fill him with peace and with joy and with love. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Actually, John, can you stay there? Oh, okay. Turn around. John, can you hug him again? Right, guys, sorry, can the other guys get round and hug him? I had this picture before he was baptized. Listen. I had this picture of you being hugged by the Father. And he was hugging you tighter and tighter. And he said, I love you. You will never know. You will never know how much I love you. But you have made a step forward. You've made that step forward. And I will love you, and I will love you, and I will love you, and I will love you. And he said, it came up in the song. It said, you don't deserve this. But you do deserve it. Through Jesus Christ, you do deserve it. And whenever you think to yourself, I'm going to go back, do you know what? If this isn't working out, remember this moment. Remember the Father's arms around you. These men represent the Father's love for you, and you deserve it because of Christ. You deserve it because of Christ. That's the whole point. You could never deserve it. You could not do anything. You could not work hard enough. You could not take enough drugs. You could not take drugs. You could not be good enough. You could never, ever deserve it. But do you know what, Joe? You deserve this. Amen. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. And Joe, you said... I'm going to have to learn to speak for Jesus now. Well, I believe what Jesus says is, as you each day spend your life getting closer and closer to me, you will be able to speak so effectively for me. You will be a mighty evangelist and prophet in my kingdom. You will bring many to know me and to follow in your footsteps. So stick close to me, and you will know the words that you have to say at the time.
Right. Praise God, praise God. I can hear the Spirit of God say, I should tell you that before you were born, he knew you. Every step of the way, everything that has happened, he has orchestrated it to bring you to this point. And he said, I should tell you that you are a bridge. He said to tell you that you are a battle axe in his hand. He will use you. He will use you to tear down things that are not of him in this place. He will use you in this land. He will use you. If you will go with him, you will look back and you'll be surprised at where you are. He's lifting you to a level that you have never thought in your mind. He is changing you and making you another man. Just like Saul came in the midst of the prophets and he prophesied, the Bible said that his heart was chained and he became another man. God has prepared you another man today. Move forward. Prosper, move forward in the name of Jesus.
Come, Holy Spirit, I just ask that your eyes would be anointed to see the Lord, that your heart would be anointed to love him, that your mouth would be anointed to speak for Jesus, and that your feet would be anointed to walk in the paths that he sets before you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes, Joe, I just want to re-echo God's love for you, because while we're having worship, those words that Gillian shared, I kind of had almost exactly the same, that undeserved love. You might think you're not worthy, but God, and at the same time, I said, no, this is an amazing love, that Jesus should die for you. That it's an amazing love. We cannot fathom it, but he loves you so. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Joe, I understand your full name is Joseph, yeah? However, all right, Joe. Yes, okay. It means God shall add. It means that he's going to add more. He's going to give you more. He's going to give you more. We're not just talking about money. He's going to give you more life. He's going to give you more. He's going to. There's more to be had. Every time you think I've had enough, there's more. There's more. There's more. Because even when you were born and you hated your name, your birth name, God knew. No, I didn't used to like it when my mother said my name either, but that you can move up. It's the full name. Yeah. But do you know what? God named you because he's going to add to you, because you're important to him, because he's got stuff ready for you. That axe thing. Oh, well, that's probably another good one. But this means God will add.
Right. So, I think time to get dried off. May God's grace go with you, Joe, in all that you do. Bless you.